Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Judith Glazer's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Judy's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of my good friends and one of the smartest people I know, the CEO of Benchmark Communications, chairman of the Creating We Institute, the author of, holy mackerel, look at all the books I'm looking over here. I can't see over the top of them. The DNA of Leadership, Conversational Intelligence, 42 Rules for Creating We, and that's just some of them. That's not even all of them, which have sold a lot of books because they're so important. She continues to do amazing research on how you and I connect with each other in a positive and productive and successful way. And we're so happy that she shares her work with us from time to time. Judy Glazer, welcome back.
I am so excited to be here. And every time I think about you, just thinking about you brings a new chemistry inside.
and all this time I thought it was my magnetism. And now you're telling me it's chemistry.
Yeah, well, yeah, some people think it's, you know, men's cologne and all those. It is chemistry. It's chemistry.
So what is, tell us about how the chemistry affects the way we connect with each other.
Well, what is so fascinating is that we all come from animals. Now, there might be some people listening.
We are
right,
animals.
That say,
we are animals.
Oh, you know, that's not bad. But we have amazing senses that we've masked as we've learned to speak with each other, right? And so
you're saying we have latent capability we're not even using.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, there's a system in the body. It's called the Vons system, and it's the longest neurons that we have as human beings. And they go from our brain down to our gut. And how many people are still using their gut to make decisions?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's there, and it's active, and it's just ready to give us insights. And what it does is it picks up all sorts of signals that take place between human beings, everything from smelling signals to hearing signals to vibration signals. It's picking it up and trying to translate and translate to English, to Spanish, whatever your language is, put it into words. And so we have to learn how to bring back that sensitivity.
Because when I think over the years I've thought, and I wrote a little piece about this years ago, I've thought about this, you know, we make decisions with our head, we make decisions with our heart, and we make decisions with our gut. And I've always thought that the gut was the manager of the head and the heart, you know, and whatever the gut decided to, if you went with your gut, that was balancing, you know, the head, the logic of the head and the passion of the heart, and was creating something that with the throwing in the experience. And I always like to wait till something got to my gut before I pulled the trigger. What do you think?
Well, I think that's absolutely incredible. And to ignore our gut and put us into just rational thought. What happens is sometimes our rational thought wants us to do something. We want to win. We want to this. We want to that. And it takes over and gives us a bias. And we really need to be more open to process all this other information.
Absolutely.
And young kids, this is what's fascinating. Young babies have these instincts really brilliantly. And I remember growing up, I don't know about in your family, but in my family, my parents would say, don't do as I do as I say.
Right? Yeah.
Here I'm watching them do bad things.
Right.
But I'm telling you, we're good people. You know, we go to church, we go to synagogue, whatever.
If I ever catch you smoking, I'll kill you as he smokes a cigarette, right?
That's right. It's incredible. It's really incredible. But, you know, I have to say there's something fascinating that Dr. David Hegg, can I give you a little bit of the science behind this?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. David Hegg from Harvard University has studied what happens in a womb. So when a baby is being formed, there's a connection or a conversation with the mother. In fact, it's the strongest connection because they are physically one. That's that sense of oneness. We want that sense of oneness again. That's part of what is patterned in us. So when a baby's born and the umbilical cord is cut, for that moment, we're disconnected. And a baby looks at a mother, they connect eyes, they connect, there's a physical touch. All of those things start to stimulate in the body the activities of chemistry. In other words, it brings that out so that we can really start to map our world around us. And so what he discovered is that when we're in the womb, if the mother's environment is healthy, that's why doctors are now saying you have to eat better, you have to be physical, you have to do that, okay? Because that shapes the patterning of the genes that are turned on and off in a baby. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Right, so if a mother, does drink or does smoke or things like that, that's why that impacts the baby.
Right.
And it lowers their immunity to the world around, because those are the things that lower our ability to be healthy. So anyway, when the mother, let's say the mother is living with a really nice husband, so she's producing what's called oxytocin, which mm-hmm. feels good. It's the bonding hormone. Mm-hmm. The baby gets some of that. And so it starts to already be swaddled in this cloth.
And if the mother's in distress, the baby's in distress.
That's the key, right. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what happens. So these genes, some of these genes, they're called transcription genes. They can be turned on and off, both in the womb and when a baby's born. So
what is this? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Finish your thought.
I'll slow it down.
No, I was just going to say, I'm already born. You know, whatever damage was done, it was done. What does this mean to somebody who's walking around upright these days and trying to get through life?
Well, this is what you've really nailed where the new insight is, and that is that it's not baked. In other words, these new genes, they're not the genes that we thought we have. 50% of our genes are template genes, meaning it is who it is. You are who you are.
Right.
And it's not going to change. And that's what we've been all trained to believe. And so if somebody, a child appears to be selfish and we start to label them selfish, we might see them selfish our whole life. They're not, mm-hmm. but that's how we see them, right? So mm-hmm. these genes that have been discovered, and Dr. David Haig has spent 30 years working on this, is that these genes can get turned on and off, and they're called transcription genes. And they are encoded. So there's something in the way the genes work, encoded to be impacted by the environment. That means they're like little buttons or levers.
They can be changed? It can be altered?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so conversations are
So we have genes that are who we are. Nothing's going to change. Red hair, blue eyes, tall, short, whatever.
Yep.
And then we have genes that are that affect how we behave that can be altered. They can be changed.
They are prepared.
To some
degree. Designed to be changed. So, if a parent decides to change their approach to their child, and let's say they used to yell at them and make them feel bad and punish them and sit in the bad chair and turn to the wall and all those kinds of things, that is causing that child to be fearful of authority.
Right.
It's causing them to pull back.
Interesting.
And in fact, if the child fights back and the mother again is forceful, that child can start to turn off their sensitivities to people.
When we come back, I want you to apply this to the marketplace.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that with Judy Clayson. Judy, I need your website quickly, please.
www.creatingwe.com.
Creatingwe.com. Quick break. Judy Glazer and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.